Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Nolan and I are excited about this one as always, and can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, sharing the message, Dirtbag, what it is. Keep doing it, please. We say it all the time, and you know it, and we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. We really do. How much we appreciate you being a part of the nation, wherever you are out there in the listening world, and definitely to the servicemen and women around the world as well, doing what you do to keep us safe and secure, I guess, so we can do what we love to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. So, Dirtbags, hopefully you've had a dirty week as a player, a parent, a coach out there. You know, we encourage you to go at it as hard as you can so you leave it all on the field, whatever you do. That's what it's all about. This last week, I was in Prague, Czech, with a 15U team. And we ended up losing the championship game to Prague, the host team, Prague Eagles. We beat them earlier in the tournament, first game, 8-4, and lost 6-5 in the championship game. But for 15U's over in Europe, it was just an amazing, amazing run that we had. And they did exactly what I just asked you guys to do all the time and stuff like that. They played to their best ability, their fullest potential. And it was just a fantastic week, great experience for sure. So it's just one of those things that I love doing, and I'm lucky enough to be able to do it. So I really appreciate it. The same as this show with Nolan coming to you every week. It's I look forward to it. I genuinely do. Well, spending time with Nolan talking baseball, something that we both love, but also talking to all of you fans and listeners out there. So that's what it's all about. It really is. And, you know, Nolan, Dirtbags, we're down to the last month. And now it gets real hot and heavy at the MLB level, that's for sure. You're seeing the New York Yankees, Baltimore Orioles continue to fight it out. Baltimore 6-4 over the last 10. Yankees 4-6. Brutal loss last night, grand slam by Wyatt Langford to walk it off. Clay Holmes, Nolan will talk about him a little bit in the opening segment probably. You just never know, man. But Kansas City was right there last week playing the Guardians. They had a blip in the road, 3-7 over the last 10. Drop out of that one a little bit real quick at a bad time. So, but anyways, there's a lot to talk about tonight. So settle in, sit back, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here and Nolan's ready to get after it.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Stop what you're doing, because right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's cash in stores for free. You heard that right. This weekend is their Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway. Plus, get 3 days of deals in-store and online. Yep, you definitely don't want to miss this. So hurry to Kohl's today, before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in-store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. While supplies last, ends September 8th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial. Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need, and now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more you print,
the more I save?
Right.
So if I print $600 worth of signs,
you save $180.
Ooh, and if I print $1 million worth, I'd save...
No clue, but I'm thinking there are a lot of zeros.
Now at Staples, the more you print, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Plus, you save even more with hundreds of hot deals throughout the store. Ends 9/7, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so I mean, I want to start out with some comments that Whit Merrifield made last night after getting hit by a pitch in the head. Obviously, Whit Merrifield, very veteran guy, right? Everybody knows who he is now. Pretty much just goes on an absolute tirade, just saying, like, this is unacceptable at the major league level to be having pitchers throwing this inaccurately at 90-plus miles an hour. A lot of guys have gotten hit in the hand, up around the head. He's like, last night I got hit in the back of the head with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from a guy by the name of Jeff Criswell, reliever for the Colorado Rockies. Had to lead the game, left under his own power. But yeah, obviously he was very, very ticked off at Mr. Criswell, screaming some explicitives at him as he was leaving the field. And then, yeah, he basically was just like, yeah, we lost Austin Riley. We almost lost Michael Harris II. We lost Travis d'Arnaud. Almost lost Travis d'Arnaud because of this the past 2 or 3 weeks. The way pitchers are throwing now, there's no remorse or regard for throwing up and in. Guys are throwing as hard as they can, and they don't care where the ball goes, and it's BS. Teams are bringing pitchers up that don't know where the ball is going. They throw 100 miles an hour, so we're like, all right, we'll see if he can get the guys out. Just set up down the middle and throw it as hard as you can. It's driving me nuts, and I hate where the game's at right now with that. Just so people know, Whit Merrifield is on the MLB's rules committee, so he is eligible for, like, putting in or voicing his concern towards MLB and MLBPA for ways to make the game safer and ways to make the game better, obviously, moving forward. So I don't know if they're going to come back to necessarily the sticky stuff that obviously they were using the past few years prior to basically, what was that, 2 years ago when they got rid of it. Tyler Glasnow obviously was the first one to really feel the ramifications of it, having to undergo, I believe that was his second Tommy John surgery, if I'm not mistaken, because of that one. But yeah, no, I mean, Whit's not wrong, though. Like, this year, obviously, we talked about it, and especially a lot in, I feel like it was the later part of May, right when Mookie Betts first got hit, up until basically, oh gosh, I want to say right around the All-Star break, it seemed like each week there was some major big-time superstar-type player was getting hit in the hand by a pitch, and all of a sudden they're done for basically a month to 2 months type of deal. Like, obviously, Mookie Betts, when he got hit on the hand, he was on his MVP pace in the NL side. But yeah, no, I mean, Whit Merrifield is not wrong in this situation. Like, this is the major league level. Pitchers should not be throwing 100 miles an hour inaccurately, right? You don't get the best of the best up there, and they're just chucking it all over the map. Like, it's just, it really is unacceptable. and inexcusable that pitching coaches at the major league level aren't fine-tuning these pitchers to the point where, okay, they actually have accuracy with how hard they're throwing. Because honestly, like, that is just a recipe for disaster for kind of why the game's going the way that it is right now. Hitters just, they can't settle in and get comfortable knowing that there's a guy throwing 100 miles an hour and doesn't have a clue where it goes.
I didn't see it, Nolan, today when I got up, the situation. So thank you for enlightening me on this situation as well. And it is a very relevant point to what I'm doing over here right now with the teams that I'm working with. And it's funny. It's not funny when you're getting hit. And we saw it start a couple years ago, Bryce Harper, right, getting hit in the eye up and in. And it's steamrolled since then. And the bottom line is it comes right back to Tommy Johns are happening, obviously, in that. But wildness as well. Velocity, velocity, velocity. So what I'm saying, Dirtbags, is I've got pitchers at the amateur level, and I'm sure you do out there as coaches, parents, players. You're just trying to throw as fast as you can if you're a pitcher, because you know that's what possible to a college team, a high school team, the major league team, whatever it is. And it's not. They just had Greg Maddux on there 2 weeks ago, we just talked about it or whatever, and that it's throwing to the best of your ability in control. That's what it has to be. So what I've been saying with my pitchers is don't chase velocity. Velocity will be what it is. When you chase velocity, your body gets out of control and out of sync, and wildness happens. Somebody's going to end up dead, and that's craziness. So don't chase velocity. Chase strikes. When you throw strikes, you build confidence, you build calmness within yourself, and then the natural velocity that already exists in you and naturally exists in you will come out, and you will get there. But exactly right. Like I agree. Like, it's awesome that he's on the rules and regulations and stuff like that, because exactly right. He does have a vote. He does have a say as a veteran player. Now, as a player that actually was hit with one or whatever, and he realizes how scary it truly is. It's unacceptable, like you said. It really is. And I think that's the problem with the programs too. They've just gotten to that point where, okay, we've got how many guys throwing 95 plus, 97 plus, 99 plus. Now let's just bring them up and see how they work. Plus, with the amount of investment that you have going on throughout your coaching in your major league organizations, and your development. Everybody has a outside pitching guy in the organization other than the coaches. They got people everywhere. And you're letting that type of stuff happen? You made a good comment that I never even thought about, Nolan, with the sticky, the tacky, the rosin, the, you know, pine tar mixed in with it a little bit, whatever it is. I'm not in favor of it, but for God's sakes, I guess if it helps, like do it. If the balls are that slippery, I guess do it. I don't know. I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. Good for Whit Merrifield to speak up and say, enough is enough. This is craziness. Too bad he had to do it after he got hit. But the bottom line is, it's unacceptable. That's insane to be doing this type of stuff with that type of velocity.
Yeah, and then here's another one for you. So obviously, Bowden Francis just wins AL Pitcher of the Month for the month of August. And so anyways, no, basically... first batter of the game, Kyle Schwarber hits a leadoff home run. This is in today's game. Right now, it's the only one going on as of the time of recording. 3-2 Phillies in the fourth inning. So Kyle Schwarber leadoff home run. Two batters later, Bryce Harper hitting the elbow leads the game. So, like, this is the type of stuff that we're talking about. Like you can't just go from winning pitcher of the month to all of a sudden plunking. Now, obviously, Harper's in a bit of a tough stretch right now, but still plugging one of the superstars right in the elbow. Like, once again, that's that up in tight area. Like, this is the type of stuff that's driving hitters up the wall, right? So now Bryce Harper, you're losing basically the face of the Phillies. Arguably the face of, well, one of the faces of the MLB, that's for sure. It's just every, once a week now, at least once a week, these major superstar players, they're getting hit and they're injured, and it's not good for the game, right? Obviously, like, fans show up and fans want to see the best of the best playing at all points in time. Now, Aaron Judge might actually be lucky because he set the world on fire so much that he doesn't even get the opportunity to get hit in the hand by a pitch because pitchers are intentionally walking him. right? It's a blessing and a curse, I guess, if you want to call it that, for Yankees fans. Obviously, you want to see the guy hit a home run, but at the same time, they're not pitching inside on him. They're not hitting him in the hand, which is nice. They're just intentionally walking him, which is tough to see for fans. But no, like, this is my point. Like, fans are just kind of sick of it, right? And players, obviously, especially hitters, they're all sick of it. I'm sure pitchers, they got to be thinking, what the heck are we doing? But no, like, it really is inexcusable. At the fact that people can reach the major league level, I can tell you from firsthand experience, when I was playing over in France and faced this one pitcher, he made it up to Double A with the Phillies and was cut because of inaccuracy issues, right? He was a wild pitcher. Threw a 95, but couldn't find the strike zone, right? So first pitch that I get in there facing him, he's warming up. He's probably throwing 85, 86, something like that, not lighting up the radar gun. All of a sudden, first pitch, I'm a high leg lift guy. 95 right up at my head. Now, thankfully, as I was coming down on my leg, I fell back on my behind and got up and checked, and sure enough, brown stain there, because it was like, what the heck was that? Like, now I get why the guy got snipped from the Phillies organization, throwing 95, but you're almost smoking a guy in the head on the first pitch that you're pitching out of the pen. Like, it's just truly just blows my mind at the fact that guys can throw that hard without any sort of accuracy. Like I said, I mean, I would much rather prefer guys like Greg Maddux, guys like Sonny Gray. Sure, yeah, they don't throw the 95s, 96s, but those dudes spot. Those dudes can paint corners. They can do what they want. And they actually pitch. They don't just get in there and just throw the ball as hard as humanly possible. They actually pitch. And this is what we continue to try and preach here at Dirtbag Nation.
Well, that's it, right? You just made a comment. They became a pitcher. It's as simple as that. So Dirtbags will be right back here in a second with the next episode.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. I apologize for the break. I said next episode, but it's the next segment. My bad on that one, Dirtbags. So, Nolan, you just wanted to finish up or whatever. You just reviewed the inside pitch on Bryce Harper. I'll let you finish up with that before you carry on.
Yeah, no, it's one that caught him in the back elbow, right? Didn't even catch him on the front elbow, which is what I had initially thought it was just watching the video quickly. And then, yeah, you realize, okay, it's hitting him on the back elbow. Like, that's in as tight as you can get, man. Like, that's, I just, that irks me the wrong way. Like, that's the type of stuff that if, obviously, Bowden Francis, sure, you can say he's not trying to intentionally plunk Bryce Harper in the first inning. But at the same time, you just let up a bomb to Kyle Schwarber. Now you got their best hitter coming up, right in Bryce Harper. And it's like, dude, I don't know what you want. Like, that pitch was clearly intended to go inside. Not necessarily at him, but it sure as heck seemed like it was intentionally at him. If you're hitting a guy in the back elbow, there's some intent for you to put that thing into his ribs, is kind of my perspective on it, right? Like, you don't just miss a back elbow, right? You're catching a back elbow pretty clean. And, like, that's one that, yeah, honestly, knock on wood, I hope it's not a serious one for Bryce. Obviously, I like watching him. Phillies fans like watching him. Heck, baseball fans now have come to really appreciate Bryce Harper. Polar opposite to when he was a kid, right? But no, so just sticking kind of with that game, obviously some history was made. We were talking about the Kyle Schwarber home run, obviously. Tied the MLB record, 13th leadoff home run of the season. Obviously just needs one more past the record. But I mean, this guy in the leadoff spot, obviously, he's the most unprototypical leadoff hitter in MLB history. Stare at the guy and you're like, there's no way a guy built like this should be a leadoff hitter. Leadoff hitter, stereotypically speed, contact, yada, yada, yada. Nope. Kyle Schwarber, just get him in there. Great eye. Obviously strikes out a ton. He's pretty much the three-dimensional player, right? He's just, all right, so you got your strikeouts, you got your home runs, and you got your walks. And that's him to a T. And, I mean, he's lived and died by it for, what, 9 years in the big leagues or something like that? And, I mean, obviously it's worked out for him because this guy, oh, Christ, he's incredible. But,
Look at the last four or 5 years, right? 40-plus home runs every year and stuff like that. Like, just,
well, that's
just
it.
Absolutely.
Like, consistent, man. He's just consistent. But he's like, he reminds me a lot of like an Adam Dunn type of player, right? Not necessarily a wizard defensively, but no, like in all seriousness, though, he's just got that big left-handed swing that it's just country strong, where you make a mistake and he'll hit it 450, no problem. And like, that's honestly, I mean, good for Kyle Schwarber, though. And then another guy also made history yesterday. Willie Adames ties Ken Griffey Jr., also with 13 three-run home runs on the season, most in MLB history. Obviously, Ken Griffey Jr. gave him a shout-out after the game saying congratulations, yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, I like Willie Adames, the run that he got on last week. I don't know if you saw that or not, but my goodness, what was it? I think five straight games with a home run. Like 12 RBIs for the week or something like that, 9 runs scored, hitting, I think it was like 600 for the week or something crazy like that. Like, he just had a fantastic week last week. Obviously puts himself right into that conversation for best shortstop in the National League this year again. I mean, puts him into the Silver Slugger. Now, that being said, I think Francisco Lindor, with the run that he's been on, obviously he just made history there yesterday as well. Becoming the third shortstop in MLB history with 5 30 home run seasons, along with Ernie Banks and, I'm drawing a blank on who the other one.
A-Rod has seven. Okay. He has seven. A-Rod has seven. Ernie and Lindor are five. Okay. So he's got a good chance to beat A-Rod, right? Because obviously A-Rod went to the Yankees and moved over to third. So that was the end of that run.
Yeah. And Lindor, I mean, he's still only what? He's got to be 31, 32 now. So like, he's not old.
He's good.
Like, he's still got some years left on him to easily get there. But hey, more power to Frankie. Obviously he's been the number one catalyst on the New York Mets over the past month, pushing him. I mean, like they said, right now, I mean, obviously Shohei's doing what Shohei's doing. He's still a DH. So that NL MVP race is coming a lot tighter to me.
It is, but like you say, I mean, it's all about getting into the playoffs, right?
That's mine.
That's the bottom of the line. And then, and of course, Shohei stealing the three bases. He's up to what, 43 and 46 now, or whatever it is. You know, with games left to become that first 50-50 guy or whatever, and that it's just like when he went against Vladimir Guerrero, right, 2021, and just one of those years for Frankie Lindor. But like you said, I mean, to quietly have the year he's having for the New York Mets, I mean, that's fantastic. They need it. I mean, you know what, if you're a Mets fan out there, Dirtbags, you know, that guy, he finally starting to, not finally, obviously, or whatever in that, but probably a lot more of what you expected out of that long-term contract when he first came over to the Mets, right? That type of player again and stuff like that. So, again, maybe he's just getting comfortable finally, as crazy as that sounds after the amount of years he's been there already. But everybody's different. Again, we're all humans at the end of the day. It takes different time for every single one of us or whatever. Some people can acclimate quick, like Juan Soto. But don't forget, Juan Soto's got Aaron Judge behind him. What a perfectly made combo for this year. But yeah, I mean, and Willy Adames, I mean, quietly, you know, that's a huge week for the Milwaukee Brewers, and it's a huge week for you, Nolan, for your fantasy pool or whatever right there. Help you get a W as well on the run that he has, because Nolan has him on his fantasy team. So just, he's just a solid player too. That was a really good trade back with the Tampa Bay Rays when they did that. And it's worked out well for the Milwaukee Brewers, no question.
Yeah, obviously you get Jackson Merrill, obviously the run that he's been on. He's now officially jumped Paul Skenes in the NL Rookie of the Year betting. That's the first time that I've seen that all year, basically, since Paul Skenes obviously has kind of been up and been a nominee pretty much for NL Rookie of the Year. I mean, yeah, to me, like, you're looking at a guy that obviously plays every day. He's been doing it consistently, and he leads the MLB, not just rookies, leads the MLB for most clutch hits and most clutch home runs. So you want to talk about a guy that just has an it factor? I mean, heck, obviously, whatever the heck that they're doing down in San Diego, especially with Schilt there on command right now, like, you can just tell, man, that's just a free and easy team. They're riding high post-All-Star break. As of time of recording, I think they still had the number one wild card spot in the National League, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they do still hold the number one spot by half a game up on Arizona. And then obviously you get Atlanta in at third. Mets are back by half a game. Cubs are 4.5. Cardinals are 5.5 back in the NL wild card. So, that's kind of where we're at right now. Obviously, like, I mean, you're looking at a guy that just never played center field, obviously, growing up or anything. He was always a shortstop, right? And like, the craziest thing to me is they were showing it last week, and it was like the XOBA and the outs above average, the advanced metric stats, right? And basically just breaking down how good a player is offensively and how good they are defensively. And yeah, Jackson Merrill was one of four players that are ranked 90-plus above in both categories. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. was leading with 99-99, but Jackson Merrill was like 94-93. So for a guy that had never played center field until this year, for his outs above average to be like 93 percentile, like, that's ridiculous to me. So, I mean, this guy obviously has made just an effortless transition. And good for him for, I mean, finally getting over the Paul Skenes. And then the funniest thing, you get reading the comments and they're like, oh, the small town of Pittsburgh doesn't get any love. What a shocker. It's like, well, San Diego is not a heck of a lot big town either, right? Like, what are you trying to say here? Small town, like San Diego, I don't know. San Diego's on the coast. Pittsburgh, Steel City, I guess. But to me, there's no real difference in sizes of this city. Just different geographical locations. Like, San Diego's little brother down in Cali.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I love it that they're debating it. I love it. That's awesome and stuff like that. But exactly right. At the end of the day, I mean, Paul Skenes is an athlete, obviously, as a pitcher. Jackson Merrill, you're an athlete, dude. And we talk about it all the time, right? They're bags. Be an athlete in this day and age. It's always been that way, even though guys have looked differently in the history of the game and stuff like that. But more and more, you've got to be an athlete. If you're an athlete, you can play anywhere. If you're a baseball mind, you can then really excel at playing anywhere, you know, and that guy's done it. Jackson Merrill's done it all year, whatever in that. What is he, seven or eight home runs after the seventh inning to help take a lead in a game this year? Like home runs. Like in the defense, like you said, effortless. He's gone out there. They had, Tatis gone for, what was he gone for? A month and a half, 2 months, whatever it was, whatever, just getting him back again now or whatever and stuff like that. So playing with different outfielders, playing with that, just playing with confidence is what the kid is. So I have no problem with debating it between Paul Steens and Jackson Merrill or whatever. I love that part of it or whatever, but don't hold down on that kid, man. Since what about maybe the middle of May, he really, really, really settled in and he hasn't stopped since. He's just been a stud player out there, man. Just like your Gunnar Henderson, your Bobby Witts, that young generation that we're loving and we're embracing and we should. Those players are just taking it. He could have folded the 10 against Paul Steens and just concentrated on, I want rookie of the year. Well, maybe he's thinking that. I don't know. I don't know the guy. Maybe he is thinking that, but he's still thinking about how do I put my team in a position to win? And like you said, that comes with a team. That comes with a great manager like Schilt. And he's obviously allowing him to have that confidence to do it. And the kid has the confidence to do it. So I love it. I love it. I love that race coming down to that. That's a huge one, man. I hope it goes right down to the wire.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, in Merrill's case, like, it's a lot easier for him to win it considering he's playing every day. And he's gone through professional seasons, right, in the minor leagues. Paul Skeens obviously drafted last year, didn't really pitch too much. This is his first professional season, right? So, I mean, obviously, he doesn't have the body of work to be built up to 160, 170 just yet in his career. And you can kind of see him starting to fatigue a little bit towards the end of the year. But either way, no, it's going to be a fun month of September to see who wins that NL Rookie of the Year race. But Dirtbags will be right back here after the break to take the curtain call questions.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
T-Mobile, with help from Rob Gronk Gronkowski, is celebrating high school football by rolling out Friday night 5G lights, providing a platform for small towns across America to showcase their community spirit and compete for a $2 million football field makeover. In addition to the $2 million grand prize, T-Mobile will award $25,000 to 16 finalists, as well as give $5,000 to 300 high schools during the competition's entry period from now to September 20th to support high school football programs nationwide. John Fryer, president, T-Mobile Consumer Group.
I'm so excited to team up with Gronk for T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights. Friday nights are when we come together to cheer our team, show our hometown pride, and connect.
In over 3 years, T-Mobile has invested millions into small towns and billions into lighting up 5G across America, adding nearly 500,000 square miles of new 5G coverage and hundreds of new stores. Learn more about Friday Night 5G Lights and how to apply at www.fridaynight5glights.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Summer can be hot. Preparing for the temperature is the key to staying safe and cool. I'm Joel Reyes, and I've been driving with UPS for more than 20 years. Staying safe in the heat is all about preparation. Here are three tips to keep in mind. 1. Stay hydrated. Drink water throughout the day and eat foods with high water content. 2. Wear appropriate clothing and use cooling gear like hats, towels, and sleeves. 3. Find cool or shaded areas to recharge when needed. Stay safe in hot weather. Brought to you by UPS.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for your curtain call questions. So, Nolan, hot off the press, man. They've been flooding in today for sure, man. We're going to start off with American League East. Yankee fans want to know your thoughts. They've certainly passed their thoughts on. What are you thinking, losing Clay Holmes as your reliever at this point in the season and stuff like that? Not losing him to injury, but just having too many blips in the road. 12 blown saves, leads the league or whatever. 11 blown saves, leads the league. What's the impact on that between them and the Orioles coming down the stretch?
Can't trust a guy that sucks. Plain and simple. Now, I'm not saying Clay Holmes sucks. I'm not saying that. Just this year, for whatever reason, not that it wasn't meant for him. He was a perfectly fine 7th, 8th inning setup guy. This year, yeah, obviously, like you said, I think, yeah, it's up to 11 blown saves now. And that is very alarming. Seeing that with how the Yankees are stacked up. Now, all of a sudden, like you said, come September, I got to figure out my closing situation. That's about the worst case you can be in. Because all of a sudden, that does not bring a lot of confidence into the rest of that lineup. You know, going into the 9th inning, if you have a 2-run lead, 1-run lead, and I have a guy like an Emmanuel Clase, let's just say, obviously Emmanuel Clase is probably having one of the best seasons a closing pitcher has ever had. I know coming into the 9th inning with a 1-run lead, that guy, he's going to shut down the door. Right? He's got like a 0.6 ERA or whatever the heck it is this year. It's literally like that Zach Britton season from, what was that, 2014, I want to say, with the Baltimore Orioles? Back when he had the 0.47 ERA and like a 0.5 whip, whatever the heck it was, and like 50 saves. Like that year, he was just literally untouchable. Right, so Emmanuel Clase this year, obviously the same thing. He's just literally untouchable. And you just got to kind of get in there and hope you can do something. Right? So Clay Holmes, unfortunately, he's fallen victim to just probably lost confidence. So you get him out of there. You put him into a different relief role. Obviously, you got to kind of figure it out on the fly who's going to be your new closer. Truthfully, I don't have any answers. I don't know what the Yankees are going to do for a closing role. But closing role is a heck of a lot different than any other role in baseball. Because you're literally in there just to save the game. You live and die by it, right? So, I mean, you're out there, you get 3 outs more often than not, you're just in there for 3 outs now. And, hey, it's your job to secure the lead. You don't secure it, everybody's pointing the finger at you. You secure it, no one's really applauding you. Don't get me wrong, they are, but they're not really applauding you the same as if you blow a save. You blow a save, you're public enemy number one. You're out on the mound. You can't hide anymore, right? So, unfortunately, that's just what happened to Clay Holmes. I think he's lost his confidence. Like I said, Booney's got to get him out of that closer role, get in somebody else, and figure it out on the fly, and hopefully they can lock it down and keep the Yankees in that AL East contention until the end of the year. Because, yeah, if you're going into the wild card round, with no closer set up, you're in tough.
Well, like you said, man, it's got to come internally or whatever, because it's not like any other team's going to DFA a stud closer at this point in the season. So they got to get that figured out. Hopefully it's just a blip or whatever in that, but not the right time of the season to be doing that for sure. So, and especially with the Orioles too, because they're not playing great, great baseball or whatever. And they got going a little bit over the last few games again or whatever, and that rated the ship a little bit. But I'm a Yankee fan out there with your dirtbags and stuff like that, so it's troubling to me as well. So, I mean, I'm always a baseball guy. I'm going to watch no matter what or whatever, but deep down inside, I grew up on the Yankees. I love the Yankees too, so it's a little bit discouraging. So I feel the same heat that you do. So, funny you mentioned Manuel Clase with the Guardians, Nolan. Last week at this point in time, they were just starting against Kansas City Royals. They were lockhead, all tied. Week later, they're 6-4. The Guardians, Kansas City Royals went 3-7. They put a whooping on them. They put a whooping on the Royals. I don't know, man. Bump them back now to 5.5 back. Do you think the way Cleveland navigated that and then through the weekend or whatever and that they're feeling pretty good? I mean, Minnesota's doing okay, but they were only 4-6 last week too. So are you feeling a lot much better about our boy Stephen Boyd again?
Not wavering. I'm not wavering.
Stickin' with your Royals.
I'm not wavering. I'm not wavering.
You're a brave man. I'll give you credit, man. I don't know, Dirtbags. He loves him. He loves him. So good for him. Good for you, brother. I love it. I love it. So let's drop down. We got Chicago Cubs are 4.5 back in the wild card. They went 7-3 over the last week. Are they going to be able to pull it through for Craig Counsell? Are they going to be able to get the job done for him?
I honestly do not know. That NL wild card just became very close. You know what the worst part about it is? As a Cardinals fan, there is a thing called the Cardinals devil magic. We're 5.5 back. It's September.
I know.
The Cardinals have a dang chance of getting into the playoffs. And I hate Ollie Marmol. I hate Ollie Marmol, man. Like, I don't know how that man is still employed. Like, he is the biggest joke of a manager. Heck, okay, so here you go, right? Obviously, I'm kind of getting off the actual question itself. But the Cardinals had the lowest attendance literally this past week with 28,000 in Busch Stadium history. And that being said, there was only, they said 13,000 that actually went through the turnstiles. I've never seen Busch Stadium like that. And that was at the back end of August, right? So for Cardinals fans' sakes, and I hate the Cubs. Obviously, I hate the Cubs because you... Cardinals and Cubs, you can't like each other. It's written in the Bible, I'm pretty sure, somewhere in there. But I hope the Cubs get into the playoffs so the Cardinals can just clean house. Plain and simple. Just simple as that. Fire everybody, cut the lot of them, completely start from scratch. Give us Yadier or give us Albert for whoever's going to be our manager next year. Like, is this Ollie Marmol experience is just done? So that's why I hope the Cubs make the playoffs. If the Cubs make the playoffs and the Cardinals don't make the playoffs, that's even more reason to fire everybody. Not because of Counsell. I don't think Counsell did that good of a job this year. Truthfully, I think that he was one of the worst managers in baseball this year, which quite alarming to, I think, a lot of people considering the job that he did with the Brewers. But I think, like, you look on paper, I think the Cubs actually had a pretty dang good team coming into the season. Obviously, with the year that Shota Umaga had in his first year, Imanaga had in his first year, and all the other guys coming back, basically, like your Cody Bellingers, Dansby Swanson, the moves that they made at the deadline, like, they were kind of going all in. Isaac Paredes, right? So, and, like, I'm looking at it, the Cubs are just a couple games over 500. 4.5 back. I mean, yeah, they got a shot. Atlanta's banged up. Arizona, San Diego, they got hot. So you just got to kind of hope that one of them kind of cools off in the next couple of weeks. Mets are the tough wild card, though, out of everybody. Like, the Mets are 8-2 in their last 10. They've been playing hot baseball. They're half a game back.
I hear you, brother. So there you go, Dirtbags. I mean, there's Nolan rooting for the Cubs. So he can lose his coaching staff in St. Louis. So you won't hear that very often in a season. I can guarantee you that. And I never hear it hardly ever. That's the first time ever out of his mouth. And then since he's been on earth with me. So that was an interesting comment. I love it. So let's have some fun. We got about 5.5 minutes left or whatever in that. We got some teams that could disrupt some wild cards, as you were saying. Not the leaders. I think the leaders are in pretty good shape overall for the most part. But we got some teams. We got the Washington Nationals starting to settle in with those young guys that they all have. Stuff like that. They're going to play the Mets. They're going to play the Braves. And I think the Phillies as well before it's all said and done. They could do some damage to that wild card disruption. Having said that, also staying in the NL, the San Francisco Giants get the same opportunity because they're helping the Dodgers, but they're playing the Diamondbacks and the Padres this month as well. So you look at those teams as being able to make a great finish to their season by disrupting those wild cards, or are they going to fold the tent?
You know what? I really think Washington actually makes a good push. As crazy as that is to say, and here's my thing too, right? Like, these young kids, man, that they have there in Washington, I like watching their trio. They got a good young trio there. Obviously, CJ Abrams. Now, there's more than just the trio, but I'm saying, like, their primary three offensive trio of CJ Abrams, James Wood, and Dylan Cruz. Obviously, all three of those guys, they're up in the big leagues now. They're in the big leagues to stay, right? Like, that is set in stone. James Wood is a big leaguer. CJ Abrams, obviously, he's been a big leaguer now for a couple years. but he's still a younger kid, right? Came over in the Soto trade, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, no, obviously Dylan Cruz gets called up and he's had a pretty good couple of weeks up in the big leagues. Won't go over his rookie of the year time. So obviously next year he'll be a nominee for that one. And I mean, like, I'm looking at the way that they're going to be playing spoiler. And obviously the young kids, they come up with a different breed of energy. And heck, I'm looking at it from the AL side. And the Washington Nationals and or Toronto Blue Jays remind me a lot of each other right now. Sorry, excuse me. Because, like, both teams, just youth movement. And they have good young players that have came up. And it's not like these are just guys that are just fillers, right? These are players. And you can tell by the cut on their jibs, right? They're just players. So I think the Washington Nationals will play spoiler in some way, shape, or form on one of those teams getting into the playoff.
And you got Mackenzie Gore starting to settle in and get stronger again, too. Yeah, he's only a couple little inches away from being one of the best pitchers, top 10 in baseball or whatever. And that. So you're right. That's exciting. Any thoughts on the Giants doing damage to those leading wildcard teams with Padres and Diamondbacks?
I hope so. I really do. Because I'm looking at it, and like I'm obviously checking out the Cardinals schedule, and the Cardinals have a real easy stretch down the run. Like, they got Milwaukee again tonight, but then they got Seattle, Cincinnati, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Colorado, San Fran. And by the time the Cleveland series is, Cleveland might already have a playoff spot locked up. So they might not be playing all their starters. So I like Cardinals stretch down the run. So, I mean, like, if it's a run down the stretch, sorry. And I'm just looking at it purely from a Cardinals fan's perspective. So I hope San Fran wins. But I mean, San Fran's just been such an inconsistent team all year that I still don't know which direction they're going.
I agree with that. I do. I don't know what'll happen. So we got 2 minutes. I want to get your final thought on this one. Not final thought of the show, but for this segment. DeRosa came out on the MLB Network the other day talking about Soto in the offseason trading. Signing. He made the Zoltar comment from the movie Big way back in the day with Tom Hanks or whatever, and that he was called Mike Rizzo of the Washington Nationals Zoltar. And I never thought about it. He thinks that they're right in that running potentially to get Soto back or whatever. Now they'll have to drop a check. They're never have been willing to do it or whatever. And I think it impacts ownership and that in a positive way if they're doing it, but irrespective of that, because of the trade, because of those pieces that they just built for the future, and you're going to have to give that guy a 12 or 15 year contract. Do you think they're right in there with the Yankees for Soto?
Here's my thing. Why wouldn't every team be in on him?
Yeah, I know. But if you're looking to go,
if I'm Juan Soto,
yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was comfortable with Washington. He was well respected in Washington.
Won a World Series.
Wins the World Series with him on the team, right? Now with Bryce Harper, so he gets the spotlight. And you look at the trade, and you look at the trades that they did. That Max Scherzer trade and the obviously Juan Soto trade. They made off like bandits. They're set for the next 4 to 5 years. If they can go out and acquire a couple more pitchers, be a free agent. Like, if I'm a free agent starting pitcher, I'm looking at Washington, and I'm liking what they have in place. Like, Kyber Ruiz is a good enough catcher that I'm comfortable with him, right? I don't think he's a world beater, but he's a good enough catcher to be a major league catcher. Like, I'm liking Juan Soto. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I do like the possibility. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break for my final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. No, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so obviously we kind of talked about this in the past couple episodes. Ben Joyce facing Tommy Edman there last night. That must have been the most helpless at-bat of Tommy Edman's career. You see, 86... 80, what was it? 86 and a half slider down and in. Like, I'm talking just a... Oh. Oh, my goodness. That was a beautiful slider. Like, first pitch, down and in slider. Gets him way out in front. Second pitch, just completely threw a cement mixer. Somehow Tommy Edman forgot how to swing a bat and just decided to take an 86 cement mixer right down the plate. By cement mixer, I mean an off-speed pitch that doesn't really break, right? It just kind of spins there and just sits there for you. So you could tee off on it and hit it as far as you want, right? But for some reason, he just took it because he decided, you know what? I think I can challenge him with my bat to hit your fastball, and was just sadly blown by you. Like 105.5, man. Oh, my goodness. That was obviously the hardest pitch in the StatCast strikeout pitching era, right? So, I mean, he... Like, you just go up there, and I know we talked about it, right? How do you hit that? Like, and that's just it. Like, you're sitting there, right? As a person that played baseball, obviously, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you could pay me $1 million, and I would never even touch that. Never even come close to touching 105. Like, I'm not even talking like a foul tip. That would just be blow by me, right? I'd be the first one to admit it. But you get, like, the average fan sitting there watching, they'd be like, oh, well, I could hit that. Oh, yeah, okay, buddy. Like, you just saw back-to-back sliders, and then you're going to get a fastball at 105.5, down and in. Have fun hitting that. Even if you do hit it, you follow that right off your foot, and then your foot's broken. So what do? You're better off striking out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless your bat's that quick, and then somehow you can catch it out in front. But I don't know too many guys that are catching 105 out in front after 286 sliders. Like, that's nasty. Nasty mix.
19-mile-an-hour difference, man. That's just filthy. And down and in, like you said, too. It wasn't just down Broadway, down and in. So on the good thing, a good note to wrap that one up with is we talked about at the top of the show, Dirtbags, on the wildness of these pitchers, and there you go, the control of that pitcher and stuff. But that doesn't mean he'll never throw a wild pitch, but there you go, 105 with control spotted. That's awesome, man. So Dirtbags, unfortunately, it is that time, though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.